Frank McGuire worked at the state level in Pennsylvania on pedestrian and bike trails before he took over for Belcher as the Greenways coordinator this August.
If half the people were just finding our trails because they just bought a bike, they needed to be outside. The other thing that we saw was a change in demographics, meaning in the age range and the size of the groups of people that were out there. How do we continue to make it welcoming for everyone in our community?
That was one of his assessments relayed to City Council on Monday. Much of his focus now is outside the city, working with Salem to connect its portion of the Roanoke River Greenway to the city of Roanoke to complete that long-desired continuous stretch.
Trying to help Salem to continue the Roanoke River Greenway. There's a couple big projects there, and that will really sort of realize the full potential. Because right now, when the city of Roanoke completes the section from Bridge Street on, it kind of ends at Cook Drive, and then you've got some issues to continue it along to get it past Apperson Street.
Another goal, says McGuire, better connections from residential neighborhoods to the Greenway system's paved pathways and natural surface trails. Gene Morano, WFIR News.